Regarding the din of Sheva Aveiros, as we pointed out, you only begin at the Kfura. That once you do the Kfura, so the Sheva begins. And that's why as well, clearly, that's why if someone dies on Chol HaMoed, so, or on Yantiv, you do the burial on Chol HaMoed, but the Sheva doesn't begin until after Yantiv, because we know, as the Gemara tells us in Moed Katan, the mitzvah Simchas Yontov overrides the mitzvah of Avelos the Yachad. Avelos is a private affair, and Simchas a public affair. So it's a double machokas Rambam and Tosis. Going to the Rambam, Simchas Yontov even Mizman Azez Daraisa, even though we don't have Basar Shchamim, and Avelos Yom Rishon is Daraisa. According to the Bali Tosis, the Ramah, that Simchas Yontov is only Darabanan today, and so is Avelos. So however you learn the Gemara, it's the mitzvah derabim of Simchas Yontov overrides the mitzvah the yachid of Avelah. So according to the Rambam, it's the mitzvah derabim deraisa of Simchas Yontov versus the mitzvah deraisa the yachid of Avelah. And according to the Ramah, it's the mitzvah derabim derabanan versus Avelah's derabanan. Of course, the shaila in the Rishonim is, well, if you have, let's say you have a mitzvah derabim derabanan versus a mitzvah d'yachid d'araisa. So when would that happen? That would happen is that you keep Yantav Sheni. The Yantav Sheni, it's clearly only d'rabbanan, not Simchas Yantav. But if you hold Avelos Yom Rishon d'araisa, so it could be a case. That seems to be a machlokas in the Rishonim. So in general, that's the halacha. So we know that, however, if you'd have the Kfura, Erev Yantiv, Erev Shabbos, so then, if you have the Kfura, Erev Yantiv, so then you start the Shiva, and then the Shiva's Mafkia. So you don't, if you start Shiva before Yantiv, so the Yantiv cancels the Shiva. So that's the halacha. The shaila is Erev Pesach. Whether Erev Pesach after Chatzos has a din of a Yantiv regarding Avelos, because the Karban Pesach was being prepared, and the whole Yerushalmi, and the day you bring the Karban, maybe it's a Yantav, how you let ever work, because Basavta, the gun, you have to work, you have a special heter. So the Shaila is here, to, let's say, it's twofold. If you're sitting Shiva, so normally on Erev Shabbos, though, I don't know what people do, but the halacha is, you're supposed to sit Shiva as late as you can. Meaning, if you need 5 minutes to prepare, you stop 5 minutes before Shabbos. If you need 3 hours before, you stop 3 hours. So that's the halacha. In fact, there's a difficult minhag. Some say it's still minhag Yushalayim. If you go to the Kotel after Chatzos and Erev Shabbos, a minhag not to tear Kriya. Maybe it's only a minhag there, so therefore we may call. But over the case is, it's a difficult minhag because it really, the halacha of Chatzos and Erev Shabbos is difficult. It's only a din on Erev Pesach. So it seems to be clear on Erev Yontov in general. So basically then, it should be the same halacha. Like Erev Shabbos, you sit until you need to. However, by Erev Pesach, it's a further shaila because maybe Chatzos. So, do you get up at Chatzos or you go? So that's one shaila. And the other shaila, let's say someone doesn't have a kvura into after Chatzos and Erev Pesach. Do I say it's like Yantiv and therefore you don't begin yeshiva until after Yantiv or not? So that seems to be a machokas. I think there's a machokas Tosfos or Zarua on whether it applies to Erev Pesach or not. So again, so the Netziv, others point out that Halacha kedivrei hameiko ba'avelos afilo b'tarti desastre. But ba'alit halacha kedivrei hameiko ba'avelos, and therefore, so if you're already finishing yeshiva, you finish achatzos. I think it was a case with an etziv where someone already was makabo yantiv, but it wasn't yet yantiv, meaning it wasn't purely yantiv. So the shaya was, could they go ahead and sit shiva? Because that gets into what's the din of Tosefes Yontov. If it's only a din for Issa Malacha, or it's just you can't do the mitzvah. So, you know, whatever the case might have been, so I think the tziv was a mako. So we'll make, so that this adds to the interesting shaila that could happen, that did happen. They say it happened to the Shevet Halevi, that he died, I believe, on Leil Pesach, the first night of Pesach. He lived in Eretz Yisrael, so that's it. So I guess they did the burial. There is no Yontov Sheni, so they did it on second day of Pesach. Or maybe, if he lived in Yerushalayim, maybe the second night of Pesach, I don't know. And that was it. Then they began Shiva after Yontov. The issue what happened was, I guess someone, I guess assuming one of the Gayim, one of the workers, called up. There's a son who lived in Chutz Laretz. I don't know if it was New York, California, he lived somewhere. And he picked up the phone because it wasn't Yenta for him. And he told him his father passed away. So he said, what do you do? So again, the family's going to not start sitting Shiva until after Yenta because it's Yenta there. But where he was, wasn't Yenta. Again, so I'm not sure, depending where he lived and what time they called, whether it was after Chatzos or not on Erev Pesach. That would further cloud the Shaila. But the bottom line is, what I hear is that he sat Shiva for whatever, 5 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, whatever it might have been, before Yontif, and that was it. His Shiva was over. So he finished his Shiva before the family began. So that's the Shaila number one, is because he heard about the death and he wasn't going to the Levaya, so therefore, like the Rafal of a legend, it began right away. Well, according to the Nitziv, maybe he'd have to wait till he heard to the Kfura, and then he wouldn't begin Yontif until he went with the Rafal of a legend, I think, what Moshe goes with. And there, again, so I don't know what it was, but it was Erev Pesach, if it was after Chatzos, that runs into a separate discussion, but the bottom line is, that's what he did. I guess some like what he did, some did not, depending who you paskin like, but that was the Maisa with the Shevet Halevi's son, that he sat Shiva before Yontif and his Yontif was over, and his Aveilus was over before Yontif, and the rest of the family sat Shiva after Yontif because they were in Eretz Yisrael, and he died in Eretz Yisrael, he died on Pesach, but in Chutz Laretz, he died Erev Pesach.